from Shaw and Partners this Friday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Old warehouse, it's a grind, isn't it?
It is a grind. I mean, you know, the warehouse still, I would argue, I think you'd probably agree, still one of the most recognisable retail brands in New Zealand. But yeah, they've been battling a bit over the last couple of years, a tough operating environment, but, you know, they've also got some internal challenges. So yesterday they reported their 2025 financial year results, and yes, tough is the word. The earnings outcome has improved. Result was a little bit better than analyst expectations. I mean, they guided to a result of sort of 5 million either side of zero, so somewhere between minus 5 million and plus 5 million. Final operating gross profit came in at 1.3. Their gross margins fell. Again, arguably, they're a little bit better than expected. One good note, if you adjust for some timing considerations, the debt level is also reduced. We always like to see that. Red Shed sales at 1.4%, but gross margins down. Blue Shed, small fall in sales. Gross margins down there. Here's a bright light, though. Noel Leeming, sales up 3.3%.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So there's one highlight. They also reported on their sales in the first 7 weeks of the new financial year. So how's this year started? Well, similar to last year. Coach Joan Withers, I think, summed up the environment quite well. Tough and unpredictable. If you take a step back, it's a pretty subdued result, really, Mike, and it does reflect that operating environment, and the flickers of growth here are few and far between. They made another comment, early signs of improvement, but they are cautious about the speed of recovery. And I think our conversations that we've been having would echo that sentiment. Look, sales did lift, but look, big picture view here, Mike, on a very simple measure. This business has $3.1 billion worth of sales. $3.1 billion. They made $1.3 million in profit. Yeah. That's an awful lot of work for very little outcome. So the warehouse really needs to figure out what is its pathway to profitability. How do they make this business hum?
Let's feel really good then about ourselves and just remind us how well Australia's doing at the moment.
Yeah, I couldn't help. I just got drawn to you. I sit here all day and I stare at the numbers, and occasionally numbers pop up and you go, hey, what's that? This was Aussie household spending. 5% lift in household spending. And I thought, look, here's our Aussie neighbours. They're not so different from us. But that number looks pretty healthy, doesn't it? I asked the question, well, is it? I mean, on the face of it, it looks like a number we could only dream of. Look, it does hide a slightly slowing trend in the last couple of months over there. Last month, only up 0.1%, but regardless of that, 5% looks pretty healthy. Good spending did decline. Services spending still looks good. You got to remember in the background, Mike, what have they got? They've got a sort of slightly better labour market. They've also, remember, they're seeing house prices go up in various places, and some places, you know, reasonably healthy as well. So that brings that wealth effect. So, yes, we're still in second place on that front.
Okay. Barfoot and Thompson. Now, this is funny. Anecdotally, I was driving around the neighbourhood the other day and I saw there's signs up on the footpath and suddenly there's a lot of sold signs on. So I would have said to you, if you'd said to me, are things moving in Auckland, I would have said, yes, they are.
Yeah, and they do appear to be. Yeah. So sort of, I suppose, we're talking about the Aussie house prices going up, a nice to really segue into our local housing market, or feedback from our local housing market. So these are numbers from Barfoot and Thompson. Admittedly, it is only Auckland, but that is a big part of the New Zealand market. They had a good little lift in sales in Auckland in September. But the thing is, Mike, here's the thing. We need this because the amount of stock on the market is pretty substantial. So you need sales to reduce that supply. So what are the numbers? Barfoot and Thompson sold 1,032 residential properties in September. That's 5% more than September last year. It's also the highest September number for Barfoots since September 2020. So we'll celebrate that. The median price trend lower. But here's the thing. How many listings did they get, Mike, in September?
Lots.
1,781. So they sold 1,032, but another 1,781 new listings. That is also the most they've seen since September 2020. Their stock level's now at a 17-year high. So there's plenty of choice out there if you're buying a house.
Give me some numbers.
Yeah, so US market, they've still got the shutdown there. Gosh, we can only guess at how long that's going to last. I don't think you're going to get non-farm payroll numbers this weekend. The Dow Jones is also quiet. It's down 6 points, 46,300 and 46, 6,435 is the number. The S&P 500 down 5 points, also very quiet, 6,705. Quarter of a percent gain on the NASDAQ, though, so that's 57 points, 22,812. The FTSE 100 lost 0.2% overnight, 9,427. The Nikkei up 385 points, that's looking good, 0.87%, 44,936. Also a gain in the Shanghai Composite, 3882. The Aussies yesterday gained over 1%, so nice lift on the ASX 200, 8945 the close there, and the NZX 50, which is having quite a, it's having a healthy week. It's up 0.13% yesterday, 13,451. Kiwi, 0.5819 against the US, 0.8825 Aussie, 0.4968 Euro, 0.4330 against the pound, 85.63 Japanese yen. Gold, still strong as an ox, 3845 the number there, and Brent crude lower.
Yeah.
Lower.
Give it to me.
$64.
How much?
$64. Just over, actually. Fantastic. But let's round it down. I'll make ourselves feel good.
Go well. Have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.